This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Tracy Mosher from the City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department in. Good morning.
Morning.
So I know that a busy time of year for parks in general is summer. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there definitely is. And, you know, we have our Movies in the Park every year, which Rogue Credit Union sponsors for us typically in June. And with that crazy weather, the constant raining that happened, of course, only on Fridays, it seemed, we had to do some rearranging with our schedule. So we have Movies in the Park this month and next month.
So this never happened before. I mean, in the 12 years of the series, a couple times we had one movie that got rained out. I think once there was two, but every Friday it was like, wait a second, the weather just shifted again.
Yeah, I don't know. It targeted us for some reason.
So you've already done one of the makeup dates. You've got a couple more ahead. What can people see and when?
Yeah, so August 5th is the first one. We are going to be joined by Roseburg Public Library with crafts and activities for the kiddos starting at 7:30 p.m. And they'll also be joined by Karen Kitchens, which is she's coming down from Portland. She is a performer who performs tribally specific songs to inspire and educate Native and non-Native audiences about, you know, Indigenous history and just like the beauty of American Indian music. So that'll be fun. And then right after that, about dusk, we'll start with the movie. It's a 2021 PG movie, Luca. And Luca is, it's a really fun film. It's a film about a 13-year-old boy traveling through Italy over the summer. And he has all sorts of adventures with new friends, but he's also trying to hide a secret. And that secret is that he came from the depths of the sea. So he's a sea creature, actually. It's pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's only a year old.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty new. So we're excited to be able to have some newer movies this year.
And so you've got that date next week.
Yeah,
but
August 5th.
Another one.
So September comes the next one. We're trying to spread them out through the summer, give people a chance to come out each month. So September 16th, we're going to be showing Encanto. And that one is a newer one, which was in theaters not that long ago, or still is. I can't quite recall. But that one, since the sunset is changing as we get further along into the fall. So that one, we're actually going to start that movie right away at 7:30. Sunset's about that time. So we won't have any pre-movie entertainment, but, you know, just come on out, have a sit down with your family and friends, watch a free movie, and then you'll be home a little bit earlier than normal, which is nice.
And the setting there, I mean, you've got the park and all of that. People really are liking that. And it's interesting because when this concept of doing movies in a park, you know, just in general, kind of started around the region, a lot of places picked it up. But really here is one of the few where it's really continued to have a lot of interest.
Yeah, we're lucky we have, the amphitheater, the half shell there set up right in front of the river. It makes for a beautiful scene, and it makes for a nice, you know, nice slanted hillside where people can sit and not be blocked by anybody in front of them because they have that natural slope. So we're pretty lucky, and it's been pretty popular.
So those two dates are set. You've got information about those on the park's Facebook page, too.
Yes, we're just Roseburg Parks and Rec, and also our website, City of Roseburg. .org also has information on that as well.
And for the Facebook page for parks, there's a lot of other things going on this summer too.
Yeah, we are posting constantly about the events we have each week, and through the summer we're pretty active with the activities. So Wednesdays we're partnering with YMCA to offer Zumba classes at 6:30 in the park, and those are free. One thing with Zumba is, with the fair week coming up, they won't be having a class on the 10th, but every other Wednesday they'll be doing that through August. And then yoga in the park also starts, or it has been going on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., another free event that is offered to us by Zenden Yoga. And this year, Thrive Umpqua has also joined in with that event and is offering a gift certificate that we're raffling off at each event. So all you have to do is show up and participate, and you could win a cool gift certificate to someplace local. And then we also have our Just for Fun Women's Golf, which is every other Monday evening at 5:30. And then the last two classes that we have or events we have for that are August 8th and August 22nd. And that one is a low cost of $20, which is pretty cheap for going to the golf course, Stewart Park Golf Course, and getting a cart and running around having fun.
Now, I know you're busy with a lot of these events. Did you actually get to try doing the golf yourself?
Oh, yeah. So I have been doing it each week, and I'm not a golfer, but I'm getting better, so it's been fun. I've been learning some stuff, and it's just for fun, kind of practice.
And one of the other things as well, I went by and checked it out a couple nights ago, the splash pad. You know, with this heat wave, splash pad is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, it's been packed over there. It's such a great addition to the parks. I'm so glad that we have that available to families. There's also a concession stand there that's open pretty much 5 days a week. So, you know, just check it out. See if their flags are up while you're out enjoying the splash pad. You can grab, you know, a hot dog or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something.
All right. Tracy Mosier, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.